21 grams, we are told in the new movie by that name, is the weight of a hummingbird, or 5 nickels. 21 grams also refers to the weight the human body supposedly loses at the moment of death, interpreted by some as the weight of the soul. This dark new drama tells the story of 3 strangers linked by death and by destiny. Critic Bob Mondello says powerful performances are given even greater weight by an unconventional story structure.
21 Grams is a terrific movie, but it's a tough one to talk about without giving too much away. The plot is sort of the point, because the director has scrambled the narrative, jumping back and forth in time to create a kind of cinematic jigsaw puzzle. He gives you glimpses of his 3 main characters, a desperately ill mathematician, a happily married suburban mother, and an ex-con who's found religion, at various points in the story, but he doesn't let you know just where those points fit on a timeline. It's remarkable how a little thing like chronology can mess you up. You see Paul, for instance, the mathematician played by Sean Penn, hooked up to an oxygen tank looking haggard as he talks to a doctor about a heart transplant. Shortly after that, you see him walking on the street looking fine. Put the first scene first, and you figure he must have gotten the transplant. Put it second, though, and he's clearly getting sicker. The same thing happens with the other characters. You see Christine, the mom, played by Naomi Watts, swimming calmly in a pool and then sitting in her home, sobbing uncontrollably. You see the ex-con, played by Benicio del Toro, neatly dressed on a golf course, and then filthy and menacing on an industrial site. Arrange the scenes in one order, and the characters are falling apart. In another, they're pulling their lives together. And just when you think you've figured out which way each is headed, they start to be in each other's scenes. Here, for instance, Paul and Christine connecting at a health club and not connecting.
Does your shoulder bother you?
Why?
Because I was watching you swim before and you have a wide stroke. If you bring it in tighter, you get a better glide.
Thanks for the advice.
You mind if I join?
Actually, I was just leaving.
Maybe just until you finish?
No, maybe next time.
Did you know that eating alone can cause kidney damage? And that's bad.
Does that seem inconclusive? Well, the actors make it fascinating. Feints and parries driven by emotions you can't quite pin down. Filmmakers rarely ask audiences to work these days, and they almost never play around with narrative form the way director Alejandro González Iñárritu does here. If you've seen his first film, Amores Perros, which also told a non-linear story, you'll be somewhat prepared. Or if you saw Memento, a more commercial picture that told its story backwards. Of course, that was a murder mystery, and the who-done-what form seemed natural. This is a more elusive drama, and Iñárritu is after a more elusive goal, making you look at your own preconceptions, the ones that help you identify who's victim and who's victimizer, who's damned and who's capable of redemption. What emerges slowly is that the 3 main characters have come together in a life-changing way, colliding with such force that the director decided the only way to convey the collision's impact was to shatter the story. But as the film progresses, it also becomes clear that he didn't just reassemble the scenes randomly. He keeps circling a few crucial moments, creating a kind of dramatic whirlpool. The fringes may seem choppy, but as you get sucked in, the direction of the current becomes increasingly clear. I know I'm being oblique here, but trust me, you don't want to know too much going into 21 Grams. Putting the story together provides the fascination and the rewards. I'm Bob Mondello.